Joined now by two members of the Knoxville volleyball team, Charlie Heffron and Emma Duncan. And ladies, thank you for joining us. And I'll just ask you, you know, last night's win over Clark finally got a conference victory. I bet that was a little bit of a monkey off the back, so to speak.
It was really nice. I mean, we went in there really strong, and we started to slip a little bit, like the first and third set, I think. But the second set, we kind of got things done and got going on the game.
Emma, how did that feel? Just to, you know, no, okay, we got that conference win. Now it's, you know, that's off the table now.
Yeah, now we can definitely start focusing on the other conference teams that we have to play. And we definitely brought the intensity and the energy that we needed to last night. So hopefully we can carry that into our next games.
And I've been talking to Coach. She says, you know, need to have that killer instinct and just finish things. You know, what have you been doing? Is it more of a mental thing or physical thing that, you know, you're having trouble finishing at earlier in the season?
I think we're really, like, physically strong as a team through all the workouts and practices we've been going through with a lot of the hours and time in the gym we have. But I think it's more of a mental game. We really need to focus and just stay engaged and want to finish the game.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a mental game because we get up those two sets and they're like, okay, we're winning, we're fine, we've got a little leash. And then we just make too many mistakes as the match goes on, and then we don't ever get back from that.
Obviously, you know, you wanted to win the conference. That's probably off the table now as far as conference championship. But, you know, what are some other things you girls want to accomplish? I mean, you know, you got the regional coming up. And, you know, Coach was just before we went out here for the interview talking about Saturday's tournament at Pella Christian and wanting to do well in that one as well.
She wants us, or I should say the entire team, wants to win, like, all Saturday tournaments and really push those teams outside of our conference and teams we might potentially play in when the normal season ends.
Yeah, Saturday tournaments are a big thing for us because we play bigger and better competition, and that's when we see, oh, we can hang with these 5A schools or we can hang with these 4A schools that we might play in the postseason.
What kind of confidence do you gain from, you know, you didn't beat Bondurant or Cedar Rapids Kennedy, but you weren't blown out in those matches either. What kind of confidence do you gain that thinking, okay, we played against this team, we stayed with them, now let's see what we can do to maybe a lesser team in that class?
It brings a lot of confidence, I think, towards, like, our teammates and our entire team working together. And I think we're just more ready to play, like, conference teams that we might be, like, struggling against or just any team. It makes us stronger as a team together.
And when we play those bigger, tougher competition teams, we play up to their levels too, but it really worries us when we start playing those teams that aren't maybe as good, then we start sinking down to their levels, and that's where we get into trouble.
Obviously a big week for everybody around here at Knoxville, homecoming week. Charlie, big week for you on Thursday. You know, they crown the queen. You're on the court, which is an honor in itself. You know, what's that going to be like, just being out there and kind of representing Knoxville, you know, another way that you probably didn't expect to this year?
Just like a kid like me that just is kind of just goofy and just kind of likes to have fun, it's really an honor to be on court for Knoxville. And whatever happens, happens, but I'm hoping for the best, I guess.
Emma, you're not yet eligible for the court, but, you know, how's the homecoming been around here? I mean, you know, the normal goofiness, I would assume.
Oh, yeah, everybody's definitely been chipping in my grade especially. We're just like, we want to beat these seniors, so we're doing it. Anything and everything to beat them, and we have this dance competition coming up, and we are throwing in everything to beat these seniors.
And homecoming dress-up days, Em, I gotta tell you, you know, you and your sister Hannah, you know, the Curious George, that was a pretty cool look there.
Yeah, actually, our mom came up with that. We were scrolling through ideas, like, I think it was Sunday, trying to figure out what we wanted to do, and Mom's like, oh, Curious George, I already have the monkey costume, now we just need to get Hannah a yellow suit. But we ended up getting our cousin's yellow shirt thing, I don't know what it's called, and a yellow tie with polka dots on it, and then we just got a yellow hat, and that's what she wore.
And, you know, you both have sisters on the team, too. What is it like playing with your sister? Hannah, Emma, be nice, because, you know, I know what you said during softball season. It was kind of humorous, but, you know, having Hannah out there, and eventually a couple of years having Addie out there as well.
I really enjoy playing with Hannah because I've been in the role that she's been, maybe not on varsity, but I have set before, so I can help give her tips here and there, and it's really fun because we just, we just bicker sometimes, but it's fun.
And Charlie, what about you? Is Sierra on the team, playing alongside her?
It's really brought Sierra and I a lot closer, even though we couldn't think we could ever get any closer. I had an older sister, and she was a lot older than me, so I really didn't have a good chance to get to play with her, and she was really close to me. But it's nice having Sierra closer in age, so we get along, and I love her out there. We have a good time.
All right, final question. Looking forward, what are both of you looking forward to most as the season gets to its midpoint and on into October when the wins really start to count?
I really hope we get more wins under our belt and just more confidence as a team. And I don't know, I just hope we have fun along the season too.
I'm definitely looking forward to that point when we get to the best that we can be, and then all the games from there, we're just playing with high energy, high intensity, and it's good volleyball.
Emma Duncan, Charlie Heffron, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.